A vaccine for the very youngest. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Drug maker Pfizer, as early as Tuesday, will apply for approval of its coronavirus vaccine for children as young as 6 months old. U.S. regulators reportedly asking the company to seek emergency use authorization. Pfizer says its data shows a two-dose vaccine for very small children, one-tenth the strength of its adult formula, is safe and produces an immune response. Approval could come within a month. As Russia sends more troops to the border of Ukraine, the U.S. briefing the United Nations Security Council on the threat.
U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield described Russian troop buildups near the Ukrainian border as a threat to international order.
This is as clear and consequential a threat to peace and security as anyone can imagine.
President Biden says the U.N. Security Council meeting is a critical step in seeking de-escalation.
With Russia's continuing its buildup of its forces around Ukraine, we are ready no matter what happens.
The president warns if Russia walks away from diplomacy, it will face swift and severe consequences.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the Kremlin continues to insist they have no plans to invade Ukraine. A huge fire is burning at a fertilizer plant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So big, firefighters have given up trying to put it out.
We abandoned the firefighting operation because there is a large volume of ammonium nitrate on site, and we could not flow enough volume of water into the area.
That's Winston-Salem's fire chief Trey Mayo. Because of the fumes and the potential for explosion, people living within a one-mile radius of that plant have been urged to evacuate. Wall Street on Monday, the Dow gained 406 points, NASDAQ gained 469, the S&P 500 closing 83 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
On lockdown, the entire federal prison system.
After two inmates were killed and two others hurt during a gang fight Monday at a federal prison in Beaumont, Texas, officials placed the entire federal prison system on lockdown. That altercation involved members of the notorious MS-13 street gang, and sources say there's concern there may be retaliation and more violence at other facilities. The lockdown impacts over 120 prisons. It means prisoners are kept in their cells most of the day and visitations are canceled. In recent years, the Federal Bureau of Prisons been rocked by severe staffing shortages. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Having not carried out an execution in more than 15 years, California is dismantling its death row, the largest in the country.
After two inmates were killed,
California's governor put a moratorium on executions 3 years ago, at the time saying death row was wasting billions of dollars and did not serve as a deterrent. Now the corrections department says after a pilot program in which more than 100 of nearly 700 death row inmates were moved to maximum security facilities, they will continue to move the others. The goal for the unused space at San Quentin Prison is to turn it into a positive healing space for rehab and education, according to the governor's budget. The last time someone was executed in the state was 2006. After which a judge ruled the state's lethal injection protocol was unconstitutional. A new protocol was under review, but Newsom's moratorium ended that effort. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Federal agents say they've arrested a man in Mount Olive, North Carolina, and charged him with instructing people on how to build a bomb that could be used to kill law enforcement. Feds say they've been watching Christopher Arthur for the last couple of years. Speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California, FBI Director Christopher Wray warning Monday the threat to the West from the Chinese government has become more brazen than ever. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.